Hello, this is Beth Ludwig from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the December issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. Our first article is about Sting, the international rock star. Sting, 58, may be an international rock star, but he relishes the time he spends tending the home fires, literally. I love making fires, he says. It's one of my major talents. This time of year, he gathers by the hearth for quality time with wife, Trudy Styler, and kids, Mickey, 25, Jake, 24, Coco, 19, and Guacamo, who turns 14 this month, plus, from his first marriage, Joseph, 33, and Fuchsia, 27. Such moments inspired his latest CD, If on a Winter's Night. It's a meditation on winter. I wanted it to be more than the normal Christmas fare, he says. For me, winter is the season of the imagination. My favorite thing to do in winter is to sit around the fire and tell stories. When my kids were little, my favorite winter activities were getting outside, having snowball fights, making snowmen, and sledding. The best times were those first winters when they had never seen snow before. Our typical Christmas celebration is very traditional. Trudy loves all the rituals, so there's a turkey, a Christmas pudding, and she insists we have the presents on Christmas morning, not on Christmas Eve. I'm always in favor of the adults doing gifts on Christmas Eve and the kids in the morning, but I usually lose that argument. The holiday moment I love most is when all the kids are home. They're mostly all out of the house now, but there's a magnetic pull of Christmas that works, and just having them there is the greatest gift, with all of us on the sofa in front of the fire. The best lesson I've taught my kids is to show them that I have a job I love and that I would happily do it for nothing. So I've made it clear that that's what they have to find, employment that's fulfilling. My housekeeping style is pretty tidy. I don't like a lot of mess. I like things to be ordered. Trudy's less neat than I am, and she sometimes leaves lights on when she leaves the room. So we chase each other around the house, talking about who's left the lights on. When it comes to decorating, my wife and I have very distinct styles. She's more flamboyant, and I tend to be more conservative in my taste. I like room to look beautiful, with flowers, nice paintings, and books. I like antique furniture. So the compromise is that she'll have a room in the house in her style, and then she'll give me a room that I can create. We indulge each other. The best part of being married is, I love my wife, but what's more important is that I like her. I enjoy her company. She's a really good friend. That's actually more important than love, genuine affection. Our favorite date night is when we both have been away and we make time to be together in the house. We don't invite anyone for dinner, and the kids stay out of the way. My favorite daily activity is walking. I have a dog, a 10-month-old pointer, and I'm trying to train him, but I think he is training me. Now, here's for a holiday tip. Gifts of time. What would you rather receive, a stale fruitcake or a few extra hours in your day? We thought so. Spread that sentiment without costing yourself a dime with gift cards that offer to relieve your loved ones of some everyday duties, like running errands, walking the dog, washing the car, watching their kids for a night. Go online to goodhousekeeping.com/holiday coupons and print out the cards either individually or you can customize a booklet. We even provide instructions on how to do-it-yourself perfectly sized envelopes and give the gift of time. Too much texting? In case you didn't get the message, texting is the new talking. In fact, the average teen sends and receives about 2,900 texts per month, according to the Nielsen Company. That's almost 100 messages a day, more than 6 times the average in 2007. There are no conclusive data on the health effects yet, but some psychologists worry that over-texting may cause anxiety and sleep problems. Fight back by following these rules from Sherry Turkle, a Ph.D., professor, and director of the Initiative on Technology at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. First of all, establish text-free zones. Kids often open up at the dinner table and in the car, so be sure to protect those precious places. Agree that texting is not allowed during mealtime or on drives to and from school and activities. Suggestion number 2. Let phones rest at night. Many kids text until 4 or 5 a.m., says Turkle. Require your child to charge her phone somewhere other than in the bedroom. A suggestion, the kitchen. The third and final step is be a role model. Texaholics say their parents are always on their mobiles. Unplug and your kid may follow suit. Food for thought. In a recent Swedish study of nearly 5,000 boys ages 15 to 18, those who ate fish regularly scored higher on intelligence tests. How much higher? Eating fish once a week was enough to boost scores by an average of 6%. Eating fish more than that resulted in nearly an 11% increase. Lead researchers recommend fatty fish, like salmon, 2 or 3 times a week. Now for some holiday shopping smarts. Here are 7 holiday tips that will take you through the season on a trimmer budget. Step number 1, re-gift. If you have received presents you can't use, or let's be honest, just don't like, put them back in circulation. 68% of women surveyed by the Money Management Institute had re-gifted or planned to, so ditch any pangs of guilt and throw a re-gifting party with friends. Each guest contributes, say, 2 or 3 new but utterly unwanted items, maybe an unopened DVD, bath gel, or a scarf, and gets to choose the same number of castaways from friends. Best case scenario, you score gifts just right for the people on your list. Think teachers, sister-in-law, or teenage babysitter. It's a win-win. I once received a candle set that I just never used, so I brought it to the party, says Tanisha Warner, a mom from Houston. The person who got it was thrilled. Step 2. Swap loose change for a gift card. Turn those coins piling up in jars around the house into a gift card or an e-certificate that can be used at a favorite store or merchant. Wrap it up for giving or use it for your holiday shopping. All you need to do is go to Coinstar.com to locate one of the 16,000 Coinstar machines at a store near you and load in your loose change. When you exchange it for a gift card or e-certificate, you don't pay any fees. Choose gift cards from among iTunes, Starbucks, Old Navy, Borders, and e-certificates for Amazon.com. Tip number 3. Snag gift cards at a discount. At PlasticJungle.com, you can nab second-hand gift cards, brand new or partially used, at low prices, and then either give them to someone or use them yourself to shop. Many people have gift cards that they don't want or will never use, so having cash is the better alternative, especially in this economy. Inventory is updated throughout the day with 1,400-plus merchants represented. For buyers, deals are sweet, up to 40% off face value. We've seen a $1,000 Tiffany & Company card going for $750. This site guarantees all the cards listed, the value is vetted, and the expiration date and conditions for the card are clearly posted, so you don't have to worry about getting fleeced. And if you have a card with a minimum balance of $25 that you want to sell, the site will pay you 80% of its face value. Tip number 4. Wrap in good company. You want an array of beautiful packages under the tree, but trimmings can get expensive. Instead of resigning yourself to one jumbo roll of red paper, throw a wrapping party. Each guest spends a little but ends up with a lot of cheerily wrapped packages. Janice Benoit of Illinois, a mom of three, has held one of these parties for years with pals. The how-tos? Ask each guest to bring a couple of rolls of paper, some ribbon and other supplies, plus several gifts in need of wrapping. Set up stations with wrapping paper, scissors, tape, ribbon, tags, and pins. Everyone rotates, taking breaks to savor no-fuss treats like cheese and fruit. Tip 5. Offer a toast. A nice wine goes a long way toward holiday cheer, but you don't have to break the bank buying it. Every year, Carolyn Forte buys a case of 12 bottles of Italian Reds so she can get a case discount of 20% at her New Jersey store. I like Italian Reds because they're often a good value, have pretty labels, and go with everything from pizza to pasta to steak, says the home care expert. She chooses wines that cost about $10 with the case discount, and that's a quick and simple gift for about $8 a pop. Perfect from everyone from neighbors to the mail carrier. Also try wine.com, which sometimes offers 1% shipping on any 12 bottles sent to one address. But check the site for your state's shipping regulations. Affordable wine picks to consider from Good Housekeeping Director Susan Westmoreland. Try a red Antonio Santa Cristino Sangiovese, a 2008 variety from Tuscany. It's only $11. Or try a Spanish white Marquis de Cesareas Rojo Blanco for $8. Tip number 6. Ship for free. Of course you want your e-shopping delivered for free, and in this year's softer economy, you are more likely to get it. One smart strategy? Log on to PayPal.com for a range of shipping deals and discounts if you pay via PayPal service at many sites. Some e-stores, like Beauty.com, offer free shipping on most items if customers spend over $25. When buying gift cards online, seek out sites that send them at no charge, such as Lands' End, QVC, and Nordstrom's. Tip number 7 and the final tip, check out solid gold sites. Quality matters, and so does a solid reputation, especially when times are tough. So check out these A-list retailers who are wooing your business. L.L. Bean will offer a $10 gift card with a purchase of $25 or more. Weld-Heald Brook Brothers will take $10 off your purchase of $50 just for registering at their site. And at Apple.com, you get two free lines of engraving on an iPod Nano, Touch, or Shuffle. For example, you could put, "You make my heart sing," when you treat your guy. There are a few retailers who are offering free gift wrap this season. Here are the list of the stores. Talbot. Store elves will tuck your gifts in new cream boxes with tartan ribbon. Williams and Sonoma wrap in-store using their logo paper and ribbon. Nordstrom will provide you a silver box with a gray satin bow, even for online orders. BobbyBrown.com, EsteeLauder.com, and Prescriptives.com and other beauty giants will doll up your gifts for the holidays with their signature wraps. See's Candy in San Francisco delivers internet orders of their yummy chocolates in holiday paper and Hanukkah wrap. Dietrich's, a local shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts, fills online orders for designer glassware. The wares are packaged in a brown box with satin white ribbon at no charge and are even shipped free in the contiguous U.S. boundaries. Now for the Good Advice column by Peggy Post. I'm asked more questions about holiday-related etiquette than almost any other topic. This year, I'm hearing a lot of anxiety over our troubled economy. The key thing to remember is that in lean years and fat ones, the heart of good manners is the same: being kind, respectful, and appreciative. One of my favorite seasonal stories from a clever grandmother combines those components. Every Christmas, she told me, she sends her teenage son, grandson, a check, but for several years in a row, he failed to thank her. So one year, she sent the check as usual, but left off her signature. He called immediately to point out the omission. Since she had a captive audience, she took the opportunity to give him a refresher course in basic courtesy. She told him how hurt she felt when he didn't acknowledge her gifts, that she was sure he knew better, and that the First National Bank of Grandma was closed until he started sending written thank you notes. The kid immediately mailed an apologetic note expressing gratitude. His grandmother provided a signed check, and they've been fine ever since. Now, Peggy Post will answer some of your holiday questions. Question: if I received a gift from someone but I haven't gotten her anything, do I need to run out and buy a present? Answer: don't panic. The most important thing is offering her your sincere thanks, and it's fine to leave it at that. But you can certainly get her something if you wish. One way to prepare for such emergencies: keep a few wrapped items on hand during the holidays. A current bestseller, a box of fine note cards, or some decorative candles. If you do reciprocate, you'll likely be establishing a gift-giving tradition with your friend. So think about whether that's something you really want to do. Question: is it all right to invite a recently divorced couple to the same holiday party? First, talk to both people and see how they feel. If they're comfortable, no problem. If they're not, make plans to see them separately during the holidays. I know a woman who hosted two Christmas gatherings, one that included her recently divorced son, and a more informal get-together that included her former daughter-in-law. If you don't have the energy to throw two parties, maybe another relative or friend could host the second event. And if the divorced couple have children and the parties include kids, they can both come. Question: should I send Christmas cards to non-Christian friends? Answer: It's more considerate to go with cards that offer messages such as season's greetings with no religious figures or messages. When you aren't sure of a person's religious preference, if you know that someone is religious, then it's fine to send her a religious holiday card appropriate to her faith. If you think someone might be offended by either a secular or a religious Christmas card, then it's best to stick with general wishes for a happy and peaceful season. Question: can I send an email thank you, or do I have to use snail mail? Answer: an email thank you is simply not as warm and personal as a note. If you have a casual relationship with the gift giver and you regularly correspond via email, an electronic thank you may be okay. But for most people, a written note is the best way to offer an expression of genuine thanks. Still, an email thank you is better than no thank you at all. Question: if giving presents to my relatives has become too expensive, is it okay to cut back? Also, how can I stop exchanging holiday gifts with a friend without hurting her feelings? Answer: if your list has grown grander than your budget, speak up. It's perfectly fine to scale down or stop holiday gift giving to family members and friends alike, and it won't be as difficult as you might think. A few weeks before the Christmas season, say something like, "Maybe all of us would be happier skipping presents this year. Would you be comfortable if we held off?" Or suggest an alternative way to celebrate. "I know we normally exchange gifts, but could we have dinner together this holiday season instead?" If stopping cold turkey feels too extreme, find ways to limit the largeness. Some family, ours included, draw names. Focusing on only one person each year among the siblings and cousins saves money. We also place a limit on the spending and enhances the fun of selecting a gift. Other ideas: forgo gifts for the adults and only give to the children. Or economize by joining with your siblings to give your parents a special group gift. Question: we're going to a big family party that will include more than a dozen kids of all ages. Do I need to bring a present for each of them? Answer: no, that would be terribly time-consuming and expensive. Instead, bring something that can be shared: a plate of cookies, a couple of holiday-themed, age-appropriate movies that the kids can watch together, or supplies for a holiday craft project, as long as it's not too messy, but check with your host first. If there will be children at the party to whom you usually give individual gifts, do so separately and in private to avoid hurt feelings. Our next question: is it appropriate to buy a holiday gift for my boss? I'd like to give her something to show I appreciate her. Would sending a handwritten card be a better, more professional gesture? Answer: go with a warm note that's sincerely appreciative, but not too sentimental. That's better than a personal gift, which could seem like an effort to butter her up. Or ask your colleagues to go in with you on a joint present, one that isn't too expensive or personal. An exception: if you and your boss have worked together for many years and are close, then it's okay to give her a small token, such as a book or a picture frame. Question: we always give $20 holiday tips to the mailman, the trash collector, and my hairdresser, but this year we can only afford to give $10. Should we apologize in our card for the smaller gift? Answer: you don't have to acknowledge the reduction. It doesn't mean you value these people any less. All it shows is that you can't express in the same way this year. Include a handwritten message that expresses your gratitude and add details that really let them know that you have noticed how well they do their job. You might also include small gifts such as handmade cookies, rest assured you won't be the only one cutting back this year. Question: what should I do about sleeping arrangements when my college-age son and his girlfriend stay at our house during the holidays? I don't want them to share a room. Answer: your house, your decision. But don't wait until your son and his girlfriend walk in the door. Phone well before the visit and say, "We're planning to have Sheila stay in the guest room." If your son has other ideas, you can remind him that in your home, you make the rules. A young adult may want to test the boundaries, but you don't have to give in. If you're accused of being old-fashioned, so be it. There are worse things to be called. Question: for the past 2 years, my 20-year-old nephew has gotten drunk at our family Christmas party. My 14-year-old son thinks it's hilarious, but I want him to know that this behavior isn't acceptable. Is it rude to ask my brother to keep an eye on his son for the sake of mine? Answer: no. Because your nephew is under the legal age of drinking in most states, you may be liable if he drinks in your home and then drives. That's reason enough to put an end to his drunken holiday celebration, even without the negative influence on your son. You can enlist your brother's help, but your nephew is old enough to take responsibility for his own actions. Call him before the holidays and let him know that you look forward to seeing him, but that he won't be served alcohol in your home, and if he shows up drunk, you'll ask him to leave, providing him with a safe ride. You might say something like, "I've spoken to your folks about this problem, but I'm asking you directly not to set a bad example for your cousins, and we can't visit with you when you're drunk. The best gift we could receive is to have you really with us. Even if the gathering is at someone else's house, speak up in advance. Talk to your son, too. You might say, 'I know you thought it was funny that John was drunk last year, but he ruined a good time for the other guests, and it's really dangerous for him.'" Question: my husband doesn't get along with my extended family, but I look forward to spending the holidays with them. What's the best way to compromise without making him miserable? Answer: you can make the visit more tolerable for him and still enjoyable for you. First, keep it short and sweet. Let your family know in advance that you have other obligations that preclude an extended stay. Saving your husband from Noel hell is certainly an obligation. If travel is involved, perhaps you could stay with family members he gets along with best or stay at a hotel. This will give your husband some downtime. If relatives are bunking with you, encourage your husband to make other plans for part of their stay. He shouldn't disappear for the entire visit, but it's okay to keep FaceTime at a minimum. Another holiday issue discussed by Heloise is the coat closet. This space seems to end up a catch-all for many things, and most are not coats. Mine holds holiday decorations, bolts of fabric, shoes, gloves, and more. To begin the cleaning, well, we've run out of time today for today's episode of Good Housekeeping Magazine. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Beth Ludwig, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time.